With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota artists gathered in Pierre to honor local creators and arts supporters. The Governor's Awards in the Arts is a biennial celebration. Nominees in five categories received their awards during the ceremony. Here's SDPB's China Locket.
A jazz trio greets artists and attendees as they walk into a small, curated exhibit by Black Hills artists. Arts South Dakota sponsors the Governor's Awards in the Arts. Jim Spears is the executive director. He says a panel of judges, comprised of previous winners and other local artists, choose the winners.
They vote individually on the winners within each category, and typically we just have a unanimous vote. I mean, usually the winner rises to the top without any real discussion, and so it's an easy selection. But I will say this, we do receive a lot of really strong nominations every year, and it is a very tough choice to make, because there are so many that are deserving of recognition.
Three categories recognize individuals and organizations that support the arts. This year, Ledger artist Dwayne Wilcox won Distinction in Creative Achievement, and John Colson won for Outstanding Service in Arts Education. Each award recipient takes the stage for a speech. Spears says it's a great assembly of the South Dakota arts community.
And we're gonna have leaders in artists and legislators and executive cabinet folks from all over the state that will be here. It's an opportunity for them to share a little of their story and gratitude with this audience tonight.
The governor is not part of the panel of judges, but Governor Kristi Noem gave her first State of the Arts address during the ceremony. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
Mostly cloudy tonight, light snow possible up northwest after midnight. Becoming breezy with patchy blowing snow for the northern half of the state. Lows from zero in the northwest to around 20 in the far southeast. 6.5 minutes past the hour. You're listening to SDPB.